everyone! Welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
Hello, this is Elsie.
Hey, Elsie. Mm-hmm. Do you like watching the Olympics?
The Olympics? Sure. What about you?
Yes, I especially like watching the Winter Olympics.
Why?
I think it's because I'm from Canada.
Ah.
And I love watching the ski races.
Mm-hmm. That does sound exciting. There are the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics, right? I think I prefer watching Summer Olympics.
Well, why is that?
I like to watch women's gymnastics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what do you like about it?
I think their skills and bodies are more than amazing.
Well, that makes sense.
Right?
They have to be so strong and fit to do that.
Exactly.
Not like me.
So, hey, I know an interesting Olympic story. Do you want to know what it is?
I sure do.
Well, it's all about an Australian man named Peter Norman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our article is about today.
Oh, well, great. Let's get started then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Reading.
The Forgotten Story of an Olympic Hero. One of the most famous sports photographs ever taken captured a moment from the 1968 Mexico Olympic Games. At the medal ceremony for the men's 200-meter race, two black athletes stood with their heads bowed, each held one fist in the air. These men were U.S. athletes Tommy Smith, who came in first place, and John Carlos, who placed third. Their strong gesture was a message of defiance against the racism in their country. A third man also took a stand against racism during the games. Yet this man, Australian Peter Norman, often remains forgotten. Norman received a silver medal for the 200-meter race. During the ceremony, he wore a badge which read, Olympic Project for Human Rights. This project fought against racism in the Olympics. Norman wore it to show support for his fellow medal winners. Australia, too, was troubled with racial conflict. At that time, the country limited non-white immigration. Another government policy insisted children in native tribes be taken from their birth parents and given to white families.
Well, today's article starts by saying one of the most famous sports photographs ever taken captured a moment from the 1968 Mexico Olympic Games.
So it's quite an old story
that
I'm going to tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the setting of our story is in 1986 Mexico Olympics Games. Next, the article says, at the medal ceremony for the men's 200-meter race, two black athletes stood with their heads bowed.
So our first vocabulary word in that sentence today is medal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, medal is spelled M-E-D-A-L, and it's a noun that means a flat piece of metal that's given as a prize for winning a competition. For example, we might be able to say, Monique won the gold medal in her school's 100-meter race.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in sports competitions, medals come in three colors: bronze for third place, silver for second place, and gold for first place.
Right. Medal 就是奖牌的意思啦。We got gold medals, 金牌, silver medals, 银牌, and bronze medals, 铜牌。那金银铜分别就是给一二三名。
Now, we read that the two athletes were at a medal ceremony. A ceremony is an event that follows special traditions or actions. At the Olympic medal ceremony, the athletes who won the races receive their prizes.
Ceremony, 典礼仪式。The Olympics Medal Ceremony 就是奥运的颁奖典礼啦。那么我们熟悉的典礼有什么呢？ The Graduation Ceremony 毕业典礼就是同学们熟悉的，对不对？ So the two black athletes stood with their heads bowed
like that,
right?
Yeah, like this.
Why are they doing that?
Well, so these athletes weren't just standing on the stage, right? They had their heads bowed.
Yeah.
The article says, each held one fist in the air, like this. Yeah,
like
so
this.
Heads bowed and fist up like this.
Okay.
Now, the vocabulary word fist is spelled F-I-S-T. It's a noun, and it means to hold your hand curled up, kind of like you're about to punch someone.
Right.
For example, we could say, she grabbed the money and held it tightly in her fist.
Fist, 拳头. I got a question, Erin. Why were they standing like that with a fist held in the air?
Well, the article then tells us who the men are and why they're doing it. It says, these men were U.S. athletes Tommy Smith, who came in first place, and John Carlos, who placed third.
Oh, so they were going to receive the gold medal and the bronze medal, right? Then the article continues by saying their strong gesture was a message of defiance against the racism in their country.
Right. So the vocabulary word gesture, spelled G-E-S-T-U-R-E, gesture, is a noun. A gesture is the movement you make with part of your body to help you say what you mean or how you feel.
Right.
For example, I knew Elsie wanted me to go over there because she made a gesture with her hand.
Come, 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 like this. So gesture 就是手势的意思。When we are talking, we not only use body language and also a lot of gestures.
Right.
Gestures, gestures.
Yes. So the gesture that Tommy Smith and John Carlos made was a bowed head and a raised fist. This was in defiance to racism in the U.S. That means they were protesting, fighting against the unfair treatment of black people in the U.S.
So here in the sentence we see the word defiance. It's a kind of behavior in which you refuse to obey somebody or something.
Right.
也就是反抗、挑战的意思。What were they against that? They were against that, the racism in their country.
Right.
所以呢 race, 老师先跟你介绍这个字哦 R-A-C-E, race, 是种族的意思。那 racism 就是种族主义、种族歧视。记得哦，如果你在一个名词后面看到是 SM 结尾的话呢，它是一种主义或是一种理论。And if somebody is a racist, R-A-C-I-S-T, 那就是呢，它是一位种族主义或种族的歧视者。
Now, it wasn't just the two of them who protested, though. The article tells us a third man also took a stand against racism during the games.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk about him soon. But first, we're going to take a quick break for today's shortcut for you to take a stand.
Right.
Shortcut for you.
Did you see the news?
No, what is it?
The government said it would stop newspapers from saying anything bad about it.
Oh, that sounds bad.
I have to take a stand against this.
Take a stand? We don't have any stand here.
To take a stand against somebody or something means to resist them.
Gotcha. To take a stand against somebody or something is 表明反对什么的立场。
Bingo. I have to take a stand against this new decision. It's not right.
Well, how are you going to stand?
I'm going to write an angry letter to take a stand. There's just one problem.
All right, what is it?
Can you help me stand?
Let's find out a little bit more about him. The article says, yet this man, Australian Peter Norman, often remains forgotten. Now we see that phrase, remains forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that although Peter Norman was a part of the event, no one really remembers him when they think about it.
Right, we didn't mention this guy until now, right?
Right.
So who is this Australian man, Peter Norman?
Well, next the article explains, Norman received a silver medal for the 200-meter race.
So it's the same kind of competition.
Yeah, it's the same competition. Mm-hmm. So we had Tommy Smith in first, John Carlos in third, but we have Peter Norman in second.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at how this silver medal receiver, Peter Norman, was able to take a stand. Okay. The article tells us, during the ceremony, he wore a badge which read, Olympic Project for Human Rights. So while he was standing between Tommy Smith and John Carlos,
the two U.S. athletes,
he was wearing a badge, which is a small piece of metal or plastic that shows you are part of a group or have certain beliefs, kind of like a button.
Okay,
now, this badge said that Peter Norman stood for human rights.
So, badge就是徽章的意思. Peter Norman was wearing a badge on the stage, and on the badge were the words Olympic Project for Human Rights. Human rights就是人权的意思. Then, the article says, this project fought against racism in the Olympics.
Now, to me, that sounds like a good thing. Next, the article says, Norman wore it to show support for his fellow medal winners. Now, let's look at the vocabulary word fellow here. It's spelled F-E-L-L-O-W, fellow, and it's an adjective that describes people that work or study with you or are in the same situation as you. For example, please discuss the question with a fellow student and then tell us your answer.
Fellow就是我们中文所说的同胞朋友啦，或是同袍伙伴。 Peter Norman呢，带着这个badge，就是在支持其他两位奖牌得主对人权的重视。
Now the article tells us more about why Peter Norman wanted to stand up for his fellow winners. It says, Australia too was troubled with racial conflict.
So Peter Norman was from a country that had racism as well.
Yes. Now the article also says, at that time, the country limited non-white immigration. So we're talking about Australia here, remember? Okay. Now the noun immigration talks about the process of moving to a new country in order to live there. So at that time, Australia didn't allow non-white people to move to that country.
So if you're not white people, you can go into Australia. You can immigrate into that country.
Back in 1968, right.
So, immigration, 在我们文章当中出现的字啊, 这个字是名词, 代表的是移民, 移入某个国家的意思。 那它的动词呢, immigrate, I-M-M-I-G-R-A-T-E, 就是它的动词移入的意思啦。 So, the country said no to non-white immigration.
Now,
that was so bad.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the same in the U.S. at the same time, but we know that racism was bad in both countries at this point. Now, luckily, it's not like that today.
Right.
Now, today's article is going to finish up by saying, another government policy insisted children in native tribes be taken from their birth parents and given to white families.
That was a cruel policy.
Mm-hmm.
The word policy is a noun spelled P-O-L-I-C-Y, policy. It talks about a way of doing something that has been accepted by an official group. Policy就是政策的意思啦。
Now, for example, we could say the word policy in a sentence like this. This company has a strict no smoking policy. Please leave the building if you want to smoke. So, our Our last vocabulary word today is the noun tribe.
Tribe.
Now, tribe is spelled T-R-I-B-E. A tribe describes a group of people that comes from the same family or same race and that has the same customs, language, and religion. For example, we could say, We visited an Aboriginal tribe on our trip to the mountain last week.
Tribe 就是部落族群的意思。An Aboriginal tribe, 原住民部落。
Now, if we think about that sentence, It talked about Australia taking children away from their Aboriginal tribes and making them live with white people. Now, that sounds like a terrible thing to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it seems like Peter Norman did a really good thing standing up to that racism.
And also the author.
Yeah.
Two athletes, right?
Yes. So I think that's not a very good policy to have at all.
I agree with you. But that's all the time we have to talk about our article today.
Okay, well, let's get to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Well, today's For You Chat question today, Elsie, is what is one thing you are willing to fight for and why? So what about you?
Let me think about it. I think gender equality is still a very, very important issue in these days.
It is. Yeah. It is. Especially for me as a woman.
Me too.
Yes, and you. I feel like I often have to work harder for the things that I want to have in my life.
It's all because of our feeling or it's the reality. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I think it's something that's been a very strong issue for many years for us, especially as we get into the modern world. Right?
Now, and especially when we're working.
Yes, right. Exactly. Now, for me, I think I would like to fight for literacy.
Literacy?
Yeah. Now, in many countries these days, it's easy to be able to read or learn to read, but in some countries, it's not. It's not something that's taught to everybody, and people grow up without being able to read, even in their own language and other languages, and I think reading is one of the most important things in my life, and I would like to make sure that other people are able to do that as well.
And you make me think of that. Maybe I'm willing to fight for children's education.
Yes, and that's really important because those children are going to grow up to be adults, right? And we need them to run the world for us when we're old.
So though in Taiwan, children's education is pretty good right now.
Yes.
But in some rural areas, children there are still not able to get better education.
The proper education.
Children here in the city.
And the same is true for Canada. In Canada, in the big cities, it's very easy to get education. But in the very small towns, it's much more difficult. Well, that's all the time we have for our article today. So, thanks for listening. At English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The Forgotten Story of an Olympic Hero. One of the most famous sports photographs ever taken captured a moment from the 1968 Mexico Olympic Games. At the medal ceremony for the men's 200-meter race, two black athletes stood with their heads bowed. Each held one fist in the air. These men were U.S. athletes Tommy Smith, who came in first place, and John Carlos, who placed third. Their strong gesture was a message of defiance against the racism in their country. A third man also took a stand against racism during the games. Yet this man, Australian Peter Norman, often remains forgotten. Norman received a silver medal for the 200-meter race. During the ceremony, he wore a badge which read, Olympic Project for Human Rights. This project fought against racism in the Olympics. Norman wore it to show support for his fellow medal winners. Australia, too, was troubled with racial conflict. At that time, the country limited non-white immigration. Another government policy insisted children in native tribes be taken from their birth parents and given to white families.
Vocabulary Review. Medal. The swimmer won a medal for placing first in the 200-meter swim event. Fist. The boxer punched the person he was fighting with his fist. Gesture. In many countries, the hand gesture for hello is a waving hand. Fellow. My fellow students and I made a thank you card for our favorite teacher. Policy. Many citizens were upset by the nation's new foreign policy. Tribe. The pottery in this history museum was made by the country's early tribes.